وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cover you in his rahmah and mercy. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue taking the khidmat of deen from you. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, it is very essential for us to acquire knowledge. And today we will be discussing this particular subject of the rewards for knowledge and its virtue. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the noble Quran, شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم. Allah testifies that there is none worthy of worship besides Him, and so do the angels and those endowed with knowledge. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commences with His noble self and then follows this with the angels and then the people of knowledge. So this is sufficient as a proof of the virtue of knowledge and its honor. So, بَلْ هُوَ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ فِي صُدُورِ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ. Rather, it comprises clear verses in the hearts of those bestowed with knowledge. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضُرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. These are the parables we set forth for the people, but none except those who have knowledge understand them. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَى. From amongst his servants, it is those who have knowledge that fear Allah. يَرْفَعُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah will raise the ranks of those who believe amongst you and those who have been given knowledge. قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Are those who know equal to those who do not know? It is only those that possess intelligence that ponder. There are many other verses in this regard. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah desires good for a person, He gives him an understanding of deen. I am merely a distributor. So Allah is the one who bestows. The affair of this ummah will remain upright till the final hour, until the order of Allah comes. This is narrated by Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. At-Tabarani also narrated it with the following words, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, O people, knowledge is acquired through learning and jurisprudence is learned through understanding. When Allah desires good for a person, He gives him an understanding of deen. From amongst His servants, it is those who have knowledge that fear Allah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a little bit of knowledge is better than a lot of worship. It is sufficient for a person to be considered intelligent if he is able to worship Allah. It is sufficient for a person to be considered ignorant if he's self-opinionated. Hudhayfa radiyallahu ta'ala narrates Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the virtue of knowledge is better than the virtue of worship. The best of your deen is abstention. So Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala narrates Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, learn knowledge, for learning it results in fear of Allah. Acquiring it is an act of worship. Discussing it is tasbih, glorification of Allah. Delving into it is jihad. Teaching it to the one who does not know is a charity. And giving it to those who deserve it is the means of proximity to Allah. The reason for this is that it is a means of knowing the lawful and the prohibited. And it is the lighthouse for the paths of the people of paradise. It is a companion in solitude, a friend in a strange land, one who converses with you in solitude, an indicator towards happiness and affliction, a weapon against the enemies, and an adornment in the presence of friends. Allah raises the rank of nations through it, and thereby makes them guides and leaders in goodness. Their footsteps are followed, their actions are emulated, and their opinions are adopted. The angels desire to befriend them. They touch them with their wings. Every animate and inanimate creature seeks forgiveness for them. The fish and other creatures of the sea, the animals of prey and the cattle, and the animals in the jungles. This is because knowledge is the life of the heart from ignorance and the light of the eyes from darkness. It is through knowledge that a servant reaches the ranks of the righteous and lofty positions in this world and in the hereafter. Pondering over knowledge is equivalent to fasting. Teaching to each other is equivalent to spending the night in worship. It is through knowledge that the ties of kinship are cemented. It is through knowledge that the lawful and the prohibited are learned. Knowledge is the imam of action, and action is its follower. It is the fortunate ones who are inspired by knowledge, while the unfortunate ones are deprived of it. Al-Hafiz Abu Nu'aym rahmatullah alayhi narrates in the book Riyadul Muta'allimin from Samura radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of resurrection, the ink of the ulama and the blood of the martyrs will be weighed. Someone other than Abu Nu'aym rahmatullah alayhi adds the following, the ink of the ulama will be heavier than the blood of the martyrs. Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hold on to this knowledge before it is taken away. Its being taken away means that it will be raised. He then joined his middle and index fingers like this and said, the scholar and the student are partners in goodness, and there is no goodness in the rest of the people after the scholar and the student. Abu Musa radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the similitude of the guidance and knowledge which Allah ta'ala sent me with is like that of rain that fell on a land that was destroyed. A piece of that ground was good. It absorbed the water and caused trees and plenty of vegetation to grow. Another piece of that ground was barren. It held the water without absorbing it. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu enabled the people to benefit from it. They drank of it, irrigated their land, and harvested their crops. The rain fell on another portion of that land, which was plain and level. It neither holds any water, nor does it allow any vegetation to grow. So that is the similitude of he who has an understanding of the religion of Allah and benefits from what Allah sent me with. He thus acquires knowledge and conveys it to others. And the other is the similitude of he who does not even pay any heed to it and does not accept the guidance of Allah with which I have been sent. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud narrates, radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, jealousy is not permitted except in two instances. A person to whom Allah jalla jalalahu gave wealth and enabled him to use it for the truth. A person to whom Allah gave wisdom, he thus judges by it and teaches it to others. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whoever treads a path seeking knowledge therein, Allah paves for him a path to paradise. The angels spread out their wings for the seeker of knowledge out of happiness for what he is doing. All the creatures of the heavens and the earth seek forgiveness for the alim, so much so that even fish in the water. The superiority of an alim over a worshipper is like that of the full moon over all the other stars. The ulama are the inheritors of the prophets. The prophets did not inherit dinars or dirhams. Rather, they were made to inherit knowledge. Therefore, whoever takes knowledge takes a full share of it. As Abdullah ibn Abbas narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the ulama of this ummah are two types. The person to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed knowledge, he conveyed it to the people without taking anything for it out of greed and without selling it for a price. It is for such a person that the fish of the ocean, the animals of the jungle, and the birds in the sky seek forgiveness. The person to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed knowledge, but he kept it away from the servants of Allah, he took for it out of greed and sold it for a price, such a person will be bridled with a bridle of fire on the day of resurrection. An announcer will call out, this is the person to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed knowledge. He kept it away from the servants of Allah. He took for it out of greed and sold it for a price. He will remain like this till the entire reckoning is completed. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, the world is cursed and all that is in it is also cursed except for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and whatever assists in that direction, and an alim and a student. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the similitude of ulama on earth is like that of stars by which people are guided in the darkness of the land and the sea. If the stars are extinguished, the guides would soon go astray. Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala narrates, two people, one of them a worshipper and the other an alim, were mentioned before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The superiority of an alim over a worshipper is like my superiority over the lowest amongst you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, surely Allah, his angels, all the inhabitants of the heavens and the earth, so much so the ant in its hole and the fish in the ocean, pray for the person who teaches righteousness to the people. That is why it is so important to be knowledgeable and then practice on the knowledge that an individual has. I remember Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali mentioning in one of his discourses where he said that anything that is farz upon you, the masail and the knowledge pertaining to that is also farz upon you. And anything that is wajib, then the knowledge pertaining to that is also wajib. What is nafil upon you, the knowledge of that is nafil. So if a person is going for hajj, then it will be incumbent for him to know the masail pertaining to hajj. Because he may be making ibadat and he may be exerting himself, but if he has no knowledge and he flouts the laws of ihram, etc., then that ibadat of hajj could become in some circumstances null and void as well. You know, he doesn't know the relationship of tawaf, ziyarah, etc., you know, to the importance of hajj, that it is farz, etc. So that is why knowledge is very, very important. As Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the alim and the worshipper will be resurrection. It will be then said to the worshipper, enter paradise, and it will be said to the alim, wait, so that you may intercede for the people. Hazrat Tha'laba ibn al-Hakam radiallahu ta'ala narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah sits on his throne on the day of resurrection in order to pass judgment, he will say to the ulama, I placed my knowledge and my forbearance in you so that I may forgive you for whatever you did, and I am not concerned about what you did. Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will raise the people on the day of resurrection and then separate the ulama. He will address them saying, O assembly of ulama, I did not place my knowledge in you in order to punish you. You may go, for I have forgiven you. And these are very, very important aspects, you know, that ulama must be ulama-i haqq, and they must not be ulama-i su, ulama that are driven towards evil in any way whatsoever. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and the hidayat in some form or the other, you know, to be engaged in the acquiring of knowledge, Even though we are not registered at a formal institution or anything like that, but the concept of acquiring deen can be continuous in our lives and thereby enhancing the a'mal in our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to make a'mal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.